Kentucky. In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Come on a journey with me, and we will discuss politics, religion, current events, and history as we discover the truth in plain sight. And we're going to discover election results, hopefully, in plain sight tonight as they come in live. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Upper left-hand menu, smash that donate button like you're ringing the bell at the carnival. And you will find different ways to donate, including calling it in, which I do. I'm going to do tomorrow. And $20 a month, you guys can do that. If you can't do 20, do 10. Do something. And you can mail your donation in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We want you to call in tonight and tell us what's going on in your state or in your part of the world, because we have a worldwide audience. 512-248-8252. That number saves us some long-distance minutes. If you're minutes challenged and you're on one of those boomer old-fashioned plans, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443, but try to call the 512 number. That helps a lot if you're on a cell phone plan. Mer Bailey has set up in plainsight.chitango.com, site spelled S-I-T-E. Tell us what's on your mind. We want to know. Tonight, I have an important mission: to deliver the live election results and political analysis to the RBN audience. In this, the most important election in a century, maybe in American history, well, at least in a century. But I can't do that alone, so I'm sending out the bat signal. Hit it, Mike. Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting vigilante brawn and 5 pounds, 6 ounces of intellectually superior political science analyzing gray matter, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
And I'm ready to go on this results we had. A little bit of a recording about 30 minutes ago. We recorded a little bit of our show tomorrow, and we're going to record the rest tomorrow as we get the post-election analysis. So, last recording was for tomorrow, and this is live tonight, and tomorrow's recording is for tomorrow. I feel like we're in an episode of Back to the Future.
We're going backward and forward in time, but also I think of 4 years ago, I was on a live election results party or whatever. It was some sort of live. I don't even remember who it was with. It was some people. It was alt-right people. It was streamed live. And then it was immediately taken down because we had Fox News on in the background. And so Fox News through YouTube hit us with a copyright violation. And it got taken down, and I don't even remember who I was on. I just remember it was one of the greatest nights of my life. Donald Trump won. Now, the thing is, the big difference is we were looking at the results, and we were trusting the results as they were coming in. This time we're looking at the results, and, you know, to the extent we trust them, it's like, well, of course, there, in some places there are going to be court challenges. They're going to be saying, well, if these ballots that arrive tomorrow, the next day, what happens with them? Some states, Pennsylvania in particular, are not going to finish counting or announce even preliminary final results. And when I mean preliminary final, the real results wind up being the electoral votes. But that's not going to be supposedly for a few days. Right now, though, back to the future, the results that have come in so far, where you can say this is this state's been won, so far there is no state that has flipped. Everything is the same. Everything that's been, and I'm looking at the New York Times website, but everything that's been called so far is in the same column as it was last time, and the electoral votes haven't changed either. And then you look at a place like Florida, which looks like it's going to go Trump. Again, that would be the same as last time. But anyway, I don't want to go on too long with this. The results are coming in. So I'm sending it back to you, Robin?
The boy wonder himself.
Boy wonder, all right.
Google.com, yeah, the usual states are showing Trump wins. Thank goodness Kentucky, just like 4 years ago, Kentucky was an early state that it appears that Trump has won in. Shout out to my Kentucky peeps. I'm talking to you, Farmer G, and all your farming buddies. But interesting about Kentucky, let me go off on an aside real quick. You know, we had a Republican governor, Matt Bevin, who won on the coattails of Trump back in 16. And he lost recently to Democratic Governor Andy Beshear. So Beshear has done these bizarre lockdowns, and he's went along with it. He's gotten up in front of the public with his faggoty little mask, and people are not liking this guy because he's destroyed the middle class in Kentucky. He's trying to. We're still fighting, and we're still pushing back on this, but. You know, I think Kentucky winning this early is a referendum on the lockdown hoax, as is the nation. I think that the states all over America, this is a referendum on pushing back on the lockdown hoax and on the Black Lives Matter riots, which Democratic governors and mayors have just allowed to happen without pushing back at all. Current map that I'm showing, I just hit refresh. Biden nationally has 131 electoral votes and Trump has 98. The key states, it looks like, now I'm looking at this map, it could change, but I hit refresh. Pennsylvania, Texas, and Florida are showing Trump leading. And the unknown states are all in the West, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, Canada. Those are unknowns right now. So as I'm looking at this electoral map, very interesting. This thing could go either way. I'm calling Trump as winning it and the election to be contested over the next couple of months, right on into the first week of January. Lay us out a couple of scenarios as you how it can play out.
Well, I want to look at some of those states that you mentioned. So Pennsylvania. The New York Times shows him as leading with 23% of the vote reported. It shows Trump is leading with 52%. And then you look county by county. So where you expect Biden to do well is in Philadelphia, and its neighboring counties, Montgomery County, Delaware County in particular. And then out in Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh. And what I'm looking at is Pennsylvania has 23% reporting, but these urban pro-Biden counties are Allegheny is only 15% reporting, Philadelphia is only 9% reporting. And so as these counties start catching up with the rest of the state in terms of their reporting, Biden's could make up that difference. So, you know, that's something to look out for. But I don't think Pennsylvania is going to be called tonight. Next door, you've got Ohio. And I think earlier tonight, Biden was shown as ahead in Ohio, but now Trump is shown as leading by about 3 percentage points with 70% reporting. Now, where would you expect Biden to do well? Well, Hamilton County, which is Cincinnati. And again, Hamilton County is kind of lagging behind the rest of the state. Then Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland, 60% reporting. So he Biden might close the gap, but and then Franklin County, which is Columbus, it's a little bit. So I don't know. Right now, it seems like Biden. Well, Biden's not. They just updated it, and he doesn't seem to be closing the gap. But again, Ohio was a count, was a state that Trump won last time, so really want him to win it again. And he looks like he's pretty well on the way. And here's a state that is has been called by the New York Times and other media for Biden, and that's Virginia. But you look at the returns, and with 54% of the votes reported, Trump is ahead by 8 points, and yet they've called it for Biden. And so you think, okay, well, where is Biden's strength? And have they reported more than 54% or less than 54%? So his strength is going to be, you would expect it to be in three places, the Washington, D.C. suburbs in Northern Virginia, Henrico County, which is Richmond, and then the Hampton Roads region around Norfolk. And so the People's Republic of Arlington County, right next to Washington, D.C., where the Pentagon is, by the way, where Trump, they've reported 86%, and Joe Biden has an 81-17 lead. That's Arlington County. But right next door, Fairfax County, which I believe is the biggest county in the state in terms of population, which is a little is more evenly split because it's very wealthy. It only has 28% reporting. So there's a lot of votes that are going to come out of Fairfax, but Fairfax is not nearly as communistic as Arlington. Then you look at Henrico County, where Richmond is, and they still have a lot to report. But you just wonder, I mean, it's as if the New York Times is expecting Joe Biden to pick up a lot of votes in these places, and I'm not sure if he is. So Virginia might be a place that could flip, even though it's already been called for Biden, just looking at the county-by-county breakdown. I'll kick it over to you.
Fascinating analysis, and I want to flip over to the Skype text and cover a couple of articles while we wait on these results to come in. The first one I sent you is that there are gay ops going on in Florida. Mm-hmm. This is an article from the Herald Tribune. Latest election day updates. Trump is up in Florida with mm-hmm. the bulk of the votes. And we got here, President Donald Trump is leading by nearly 3 percentage points in Florida as of 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Trump is in a strong position. The bulk of Florida's votes, 10.6 million, already have been counted. Mm-hmm. More than 90% of the votes are tabulated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're not calling it for Trump. So right. On the New York Times website, 94% of votes reported, and Trump is He is 3.4% ahead, and you just look at it, and a half an hour ago when I was watching CBS News, they were saying, well, Biden would have to win 80% of the remaining votes in order to pull ahead. So it looks like Florida is Trump's, but they won't call it for him. And I do think that's kind of a gay op, just like I think prematurely calling Virginia is kind of a gay op, because, you know, with 54% reported, Trump is ahead by 8 points, and yet they're calling it for Biden. And I just don't see, as Richmond and Fairfax and Norfolk necessarily be, I don't think you can count on them, because Fairfax isn't that Democratic in the first place. I just don't think you can count on them to make up that difference. So there are
referring back
gay ops, yeah.
And referring back to the article, we're reaching levels of voter turnout that shouldn't even be possible. Early turnout was at a staggering 89% in Collier County, 79% in Lee County, 76% in Charlotte County, 75% in Sarasota County, and 78% in Manatee County, all surpassed or were close to surpassing 2016 turnout levels. People are getting out there, Patrick. That's a good thing. And there are some, you know, reports of Florida. So there's a election protection commission that you can call. Mm. And 1,400 calls as of current time, 9:17 in the p.m. Central. 1,400 calls to the Election Protection Commission. It's a coalition run by the Common Cause Florida, and it received these calls from Florida voters as of 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday about general voter education questions. And then the speaking of mail out ballot verification, people called the hotline, and the Florida Secretary of State's office changed the voter lookup tool on its website. State officials worked with the coalition to make the site easier to navigate. Again, it had it resolved by 2 p.m. Monday, so they had a little website trouble there. Let's see. In Lake County, one of the two counties home to a retirement community and Trump stronghold, which is known as the Villages, a number of polling places had electronic poll books that were programmed wrong and required IT technicians to fix it. That's weird. Real quick, when we vote in Kentucky, we fill out a paper ballot and we feed it into the machine that counts it. So I think paper ballots are the way to go, but apparently they've had a lot of problems with this electronic voting in Florida. But anyway, they're working on that. So we had – this is interesting. Deputies questioned voters in Tampa area. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law had another call Tuesday afternoon with Kristen Clark, the president and the executive director, saying that there had been sporadic complaints of voter intimidation in Florida, including in Hillsborough and Brevard counties. Let me nutshell this so we don't take too much time. We're coming up on a break soon. People posing as deputies in Florida in this county was harassing voters. That's just weird. I don't know. Have you ever heard of this before? Have you seen this?
I don't know. I hear our music.
Then let's go with the music and analyze this on the other side of the break. Summer's gone, winter's in your eyes.
I can feel the thunderstorm. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee.
The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shine in front of me.
If back you can to the see show. The lights shine where you'll be. Welcome back to In Place Hot with Jeremy from Kentucky. On RBN, we're covering live election updates. I was going through an article by the Herald Tribune in Florida, and there are some voter intimidation reports in Florida. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, which has filed about 30 lawsuits to expand voter access this election season, has detailed a series of election issues in a monitoring press call, including allegations of voter intimidation in Florida. Many of the complaints were common election day issues, and there's probably not a lot to hear. Reading on, there's a hotline you can call if you think that you're experiencing voter intimidation. Voters in all 50 states can report issues. A lot of these issues came from Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan. With Pennsylvania accounting for 15% of the traffic, many of the callers reported technology issues, people having trouble accessing poll sites, sites that open late, or voter ID and registration issues. So we were talking before the break, and you mentioned some key issues going on in North Carolina. Go ahead and expound on that, Dr. Slattery.
Well, I'm not talking about issues so much as just the voting. And right now we've got 89% reporting, and it's very, very close. It's within one percentage point, and it's, you know, what I try to do is just look around and see where those remaining votes are coming from. And you look at North Carolina, in the places that you expect Biden to do well, which are the urban areas. Charlotte has reported higher reporting than other places. So there's not that many votes left from Charlotte. But they're there. They would go probably 2-1 for Biden. And then you look at the research triangle. You've got Wake County with Raleigh, Durham County with Durham, and Orange County with Chapel Hill. And there's still a fair amount of votes. So it's certainly possible for Biden to catch up, if you know, or to trust everything, and you know, this is a state that Trump carried last time. Trump basically needs to carry. He can afford, depending on which states they are, he could lose two or maybe three of the states that he won last time and still come out ahead. You know, he's looking good in Florida, but he won Florida last time. You need him to win it again. You're looking at North Carolina. He won North Carolina last time, so you really want him to win it again. It's very close there. Georgia, he's well ahead in Georgia at this point with 55% reporting, but DeKalb County, which includes part of Atlanta, has barely reported at all. Fulton County still two-thirds out. Cobb County, which is half out. So Fulton County, I guess I already mentioned that. And so there is still, you know, and Georgia is overwhelmingly concentrated in Atlanta. So it has, you know, Georgia hasn't been called yet. You want Trump to win it. He probably will win it. He's ahead right now, but there is still a lot of you know, a lot of votes out in greater Atlanta, which will probably tighten that lead. So we'll see how that goes.
And Tennessee is solidly Trump dominated. We have a caller, Stephen in Tennessee. And let's bring Stephen on. Tell us what's going on in your state. And the break's going to catch you, but we're going to hold you over. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Congratulations on the show, Jeremy. Yeah, different hearing you in the evenings. Same with you, Dr. Slattery. I'm used to hearing you guys in the mornings. Tennessee is going to be red. It's all red. It's, I didn't think it'd be anything else, but I'm noticing we're 120,000 votes ahead in Pennsylvania, and I would like to think that would be the Amish that came out of the closet and did all that. Your thoughts on that? It's so bad that the Amish have turned out. That's about it. There's something to think about on Pennsylvania. Appreciate your time. Now I'll get off the phone.
Well, yeah, the Amish are concentrated in Lancaster County, which is going almost 60% for Trump. The people who aren't Amish in Lancaster County, that would be pretty, it's a little bit too far from Philadelphia to call it an exurb, but it's still a, you know, reasonably densely part of, I don't know. I don't know the area well enough to say, but yeah, Pennsylvania, you still have a lot of votes left in, in Philadelphia and in Allegheny County. And so, but that could make up the lead. Who knows? So you want Trump won Pennsylvania last time. You want him to win it this time. We'll see. But I tell you what does seem pretty likely now is that, you know, you're either going to have tonight looking like Trump won a narrow victory or perhaps Biden looked like a narrow victory. And a narrow victory either way means we're going to have weeks and weeks of chaos.
Back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Back to In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky with the guest host Patrick Slattery from National Bugle. Bringing your election results on Tuesday live. And we were talking about, we had Tennessee caller talking about the Amish of Pennsylvania. I have a lot of Amish friends in Kentucky, and none of them are allowed to vote. Now, the Amish are not necessarily a monolith. Different bishops in different areas. Even you may even have three or four bishops in the same county that have varying rules. For example, there's a bishop that allows Amish to work for non-Amish, and that's how I became in contact with a lot of the Amish in my area. We do jobs together. But then another bishop just 5 miles away will not let his community interact with what they call the English. So it's very interesting the way the Amish are, but none of the Amish in my state, in my area of Kentucky anyway, West Kentucky, are allowed to vote. And they're very concerned about upcoming events. They are biblically aware, and they feel that this whole COVID-19 lockdown is a hoax. They feel that it's a way to for the state to come in, take their children, and force vaccinations. And they're scared because they're not allowed to protect themselves with weapons. I've talked to many Amish about this. So I would imagine that the Amish that would be allowed to vote are turning out for Trump bigly. And apparently that's going down in Pennsylvania. Do you have a comment on the Amish vote, Patrick, before we move on?
I don't know enough about them. I just know that they're concentrated in Lancaster County. I would assume that they would be conservative because their lifestyle is so conservative, but I really don't. Nearby in Philadelphia, shall I bring this up now? There was a report earlier today about a precinct in Philadelphia refusing to allow a Trump poll watcher enter the precinct. Now, what the poll watchers do is they just sit and they observe. And the worry, one of the potentials for fraud is that in a precinct where they're really like in a black precinct, and basically all black precinct in Philadelphia, there's the judge, you know, the judges of elections can be partisan people. They're just supposed to be fair, and they're supposed to be, a majority judge and a minority judge. So it's supposed to be bipartisan. But you've got all these precincts where you really have zero Republicans. And so it's, you know, if the only people who are watching what's going on are people from within that precinct, and they're you could have it run like all the election officials be partisan Democrats. And if there's nobody observing, They could just have people who didn't show up to vote. Well, okay, why don't you vote for, you know, your aunt and your cousins, and then I'll vote for my brother and my mother. And if nobody's watching, they can just vote for people, vote on behalf of people who didn't show up. And they can do that because you're still going to expect the results in these precincts. I mean, often these precincts vote 100% Democrat. And so they vote 100% Democrat, but it makes a difference whether that 100% is, you know, 400 votes or 800 votes. And so that's something. How widespread is it really going to be? How widespread is it? That's, I don't know. But even if you have this one case, that is going to likely lead to a lawsuit.
Pennsylvania seems to be a state that is going to be contested. And you mentioned Philadelphia. I have this article pulled up from the Washington Post. It is, with all eyes on Pennsylvania, long lines reflected in the highest stakes. Let me read just a little bit. In Philadelphia, voters in Democratic and Republican strongholds of Pennsylvania waited in long lines and chilly weather to cast ballots on Tuesday, a reflection of the high levels of enthusiasm in a state that could decide it all in this year's presidential race. Mm-hmm. They did so amid lawsuits and Republican complaints of election malfeasance. Even as election officials reported a relatively smooth process with no irregularities. Despite the apparent robust turnout, applications were moving swiftly, and authorities in Philadelphia said they were fielding more calls about online misinformation than they were about actual problems in polling places. Because of a smaller percentage of Pennsylvania voters, have cast ballots early relative to other states.
Really?
On election day was expected to be especially crucial. Mm-hmm. So more people are turning out in Pennsylvania, thus the need for poll watchers. And that kind of ties into what we were just talking about, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, the poll watchers. So, you know, this is another aspect of the race that we didn't have 4 years ago. And this is this very large number of voters voting ahead of time. But here's the thing, and this is what surprises me about the article you read. Okay, I didn't know that Pennsylvania had a lower percentage of early voters. But what I do know is, and I would think it applies to Pennsylvania as well, that across the country, the early voters are much more likely to be Democrats. The Democrats are the ones who are doing the early voting. And so I would have thought that in a place like Philadelphia, there would have been so many early voters that you shouldn't have long lines, because so many people would have many more people would have voted early this time. It doesn't matter compared to other states, but compared to 4 years ago, compared to a regular election. So it surprises me, but you know, what do I know?
Well, the article goes on to say that Pennsylvania, it suggests that the state was likely to be the tipping point that delivers the Electoral College to either the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, or to Trump. And that pre-election polls showed that Biden, with a slight advantage, would be leading with a 5 percentage point in a Washington Post average of quality surveys. Mm-hmm. These polls can be gaslighting. But I mean, Pennsylvania has been at the top of the news, and it was on Rush Limbaugh today. And it is a state that they can count the votes. They can take ballots 3 days after the election, right? And they have
Is it 3 days? Yeah, I'm not sure if it's there. I get Michigan and Pennsylvania confused. I think one can take them up to 7 days, and the other is up to 3 days. I can't remember which is which.
But I remember, you know, that Pennsylvania, I mean, we might not know who won Pennsylvania until December.
Yeah, Yeah, there are a bunch of issues with Pennsylvania. I know there's this one thing is the mail-in ballots. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, is that what it's called? I think the Pennsylvania Supreme Court or Commonwealth Court it affirmed that these secrecy envelopes or security envelopes are required. And if somebody mails in their ballot just in the return envelope without that in-between envelope, that vote is invalid. And I would think that there's going to be a fair number of invalid votes. And it is overwhelmingly Democrats who are voting by mail because they're little scaredy cats. And they're afraid of the big bad virus. But you know, I'm looking at the Pennsylvania map right now, and you know, it shows with 32% of the votes reported, Trump has a 10-point lead, which is over 200,000 votes, almost a quarter million vote lead. But then you look where you look at Philadelphia, you look at Allegheny County with Pittsburgh, and there's still an awful lot of votes there, and those are going to be Biden votes. So how much can he catch up in those areas? And that remains to be seen.
Well, I want to pivot, if you would, to a Senate battleground in Georgia. We mentioned this on the Bugle earlier today, and sent you a article in TheGuardian.com. Kelly Loeffler, the Republican U.S. Senator from Georgia, who has embraced a follower of the toxic right-wing conspiracy theory QAnon in a desperate bid to hang on to her seat, squared off with her Trump-supporting rival and the leading candidate in their first debate on Monday. So there's a special election going on in Georgia that could decide that could tip the balance of power in the Senate. Have you had a chance to read up on this, and do you have any comments on this?
So we talked about this earlier, and I just don't know. I don't have a lot of insights into that Georgia race, but right now the Republicans have a 3-vote margin in the Senate, and you know we're in order to maintain. And I say we, because today was the first time I ever voted for a Republican for the U.S. Congress. But in order for the Republicans to maintain a majority, it requires those, you know, our beloved Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins to win tough races. And then when you talk about this, Kelly, what was her name? Yeah, and then out in what's her name, something McSally out in Arizona, who I guess have been reliably enough pro-Trump, but you know, they look like they're going down, and I don't know where Republicans could pick up a seat. And so you might wind up, even if the Democrats don't capture the Senate outright, you could have a 51-49 split, or you could have a 50-50 split with Pence nominally putting the Republicans in the majority, but then you're that much more dependent on Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski.
Oh God. Not a good scenario. So no. Yeah. Right. Well, you know, like I said earlier, this whole thing, this whole presidential election, I think, is hinging on this. Donald Trump needed to come out against the COVID-19 folks downs and against the BLM riots. And just a couple of days ago, Trump promised that he would fire Fauci if he won the election. This is major, and I think this affected the electorate and the turnout and the vote for Trump. So, I mean, going forward, you know, with Trump promising to fire Fauci, you get the Biden laptop out there. Have you heard of reports of a lot of people who early voted months ago but then changed their votes? What's up with that phenomenon?
Yeah, so how much, it's hard to say. I know that in some places in Pennsylvania, you've got people who are bringing in their ballots, their mail-in ballots, and surrendering the mail-in ballots and voting in person. Now, probably most of them are people who decided that they don't trust the mail-in system and they want to vote in person. And so they were so a lot of them would be Biden voters who want to make sure their votes count. But some of them, what percentage, I don't know, but some of them could be people who had cast their ballot for Biden but hadn't mailed it in yet, and then had a second thought, and you know they couldn't undo their ballot, so they had to actually go surrender it and then vote. So there may be a certain amount of vote switching. Maybe it's not all that much, but it's likely that Pennsylvania is not going to be decided by all that much. And because Pennsylvania is going to be close, it looks like North Carolina is going to be very close. Ohio might be very close. And so the way it's looking now is you're probably going to have a whole bunch of lawfare. And that earlier scenario I had been talking about, I think, is going to play out. The more rosy scenario that I had my fingers crossed for with Biden conceding Hirohito style, that's not looking too likely anymore.
Well, Biden is no Hirohito. And, there's a lot of dirt on that guy. Just the Hunter Biden laptop alone shows us that they have a lot of leverage on him. And they're not going to let him concede, even if he wants to, even if he wants to be honorable. So let's play out worst case scenario. I want to pick your brain and your political science knowledge here. What do lawsuits look like as each state faces lawsuits? And then what does it look like as those lawsuits go to the SCOTUS? And as they count votes on the first week of January?
So the lawsuits could take at least a couple of different forms. So one form a lawsuit could take would be, you know, some sort of challenge that would require ballots to be reexamined. And this is the type of thing that you would see in Florida in 2000, where they're having to go back and do recounts. And I don't know about all of Pennsylvania. I know some of Pennsylvania switched from electronic voting machines to paper voting machines, so you can have meaningful recounts. So the other type are more like challenges to entire classes of votes. And so, for instance, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, they said that if there's no security envelope, then the vote can't count. Well, that could go up to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and maybe they might say, well, those votes should have counted. And if they can go back and count them, maybe that would throw the election over to Biden then.
Fascinating. I think we're coming up on the break.
I think we are, too.
I was just we'll come back.
Life was just a 9-to-5 with bills and pressure piled up to the sky. She never asked, she knew I'd been hanging with my wilder friends, looking for some other way to fly. And 3 days straight was no big feat to get by on no food or sleep, and crazy was becoming my new norm. I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm. My life was just an old routine, every day the same damn thing. I couldn't even tell I was alive. I tell you, My cost of living ain't nothing like the cost of living high.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Welcome back to the show. Jeremy from Kentucky in plain sight with Patrick Slattery doing live election coverage. And I just refreshed the Google website, the Jugal website. Joe Biden, 131 electoral votes. Donald Trump, 108. And wow. So we've talked about different scenarios.
Yeah. Patrick, and that would be Missouri. They are counting Missouri for Trump now, which that you kind of expect.
I saw that. And we were talking about Virginia before the break. If you want to jump into that real quick, and I know we got your appearance on Hardcore Red Pill with V coming up next.
Yeah.
Well, try to stick along as much as I can. But go ahead and elaborate on Virginia.
With Virginia, which Biden won 4 years ago, and which is already being put in the Biden category by the mainstream news, in spite of Trump seeming to have a 6-point lead. I'm starting to think that they're going to continue to count mail-in ballots for the next 3 days, and they didn't start counting them early. So a lot of the votes that are outstanding are probably mail-in, and we know the mail-in is going to be largely Biden. So maybe that's why they did that. But you're seeing it's looking more and more like Georgia will remain in the Trump camp. He's pulling out ahead in Georgia as the votes continue to be counted. And let's see. Ohio he's maintaining or actually expanding his lead in Ohio. So Ohio is starting to look good, but he won it 4 years ago. You want him to win that. And then Pennsylvania, as the votes come in, Trump's got a bunch of votes now. So he's got like a 15-point lead, but still, the votes from, you know, Allegheny County and Philadelphia County are lagging behind. And so is that going to be enough to make up the 400 something thousand vote discrepancy? And maybe it will. It's hard to say. It should be pretty close.
Yeah, well, like I said, this is an election day that will live on in history through the archives of RBN, and we were here to cover it. This is not just a regular election. This is a referendum on the COVID-19 lockdowns and the Black Lives Matter protests, because, look, everybody, not just Americans, everybody around the globe is sick of this. And that's why we're seeing record turnout. Trump, with all of his faults, is standing with America as founded. He's standing against the global UN Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And that's why we're supporting him. He has exposed the corruption of this government. And I need 4 more years of this, please. 4 more years of exposure of this corrupt government. Thanks for joining us tonight. Stay tuned for Hardcore Red Pill with V, guest starring Patrick Slattery. Stay classy, RBN. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.